Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today is that America is celebrating, you know, Inauguration Day. The day that we, although it's the 20th in the Constitution, because it was on Sunday, they moved it to Monday today. And in Washington, D.C., I'm watching them live right this moment. They're all walking through the mall area and all the different places. The president's coming out right now with all of his family and all the Secret Service and all the those leaders out there. Today's the day that he is going to publicly, you know, give an inaugural speech and accept the presidency before the people, before all of America. And we are thankful to God for America and everything that he has blessed us with. To me, it's just amazing that how today it's MLK Day. Mm-hmm. And yeah. How, and of course, they delayed it one day. They also, MLK Day anyway, I believe it was on the 20th as well.
Yeah, I think it's delayed too.
Yeah, and so they that just how significant that is to American history.
Mm-hmm.
That on MLK Day, that, and as we read the pledge, you know, the MLK, if you want to walk with Dr. Martin Luther, MLK stands for Dr. Martin Luther King for this generation.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
For this generation.
We have to really help you out with that. I know we just, that's us old folks. No. It's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He's the one that marched for civil rights in America. And you can go, there actually is a website set up called mlkday.gov. And you can find out a lot of things about Dr. King and what took place. And some congressmen today actually walked with Dr. King then. But you had to have a pledge, sign a pledge card to be able to walk with him. We talked about it on a previous program. And you can find that on the VFN torch by going to vfntv.com and clicking on the torch. But one of them was you had to do acts of service. You know, if you want to march with me, he said, if you want to walk, march these streets, you got to do acts of service. And how appropriate is to celebrate MLK Day with acts of service. And I know the president went out and was helping renew a school and painting bookshelves and those type of things. And, of course, I think it's a great way to remember Dr. King and what he did and what he gave his life for. And as a church, as Christians, every day is also a work day for us. So it's a perfect day for us to get out and get amongst the people and serve and remember Dr. King and be light in the midst of whatever is going on in your communities. And also, we just want to say, we're excited about talking about MLK Day. And the more we talk about Dr. King, the more we get pumped up about what a man he was, what an apostle, a Christian. A man of integrity, a man willing to face. He was a pioneer.
Yeah.
He was a pioneer. And a lot of people like to say, well, I just decided. The truth is no man decides to walk to his death. God touches us. God touches you. He gives you something, you're not willing to live for anything until you're willing to die for something. And every single day, he took his life in his hands. He knew that this could be my last day. When he talked about it, he said, that I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen what it looks like on the other side. I may not get there with you, he said. But he saw it. And guess what? We are walking in his vision. We're walking in that pioneering spirit of what he saw. But you know what? He didn't get to experience it here because this is a flawed version of it anyway.
Yeah.
With men. But he saw a perfect version of it when he got to heaven.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that
That's
goodness. I thought I was seeing America, but I actually was seeing heaven. America's still limping along trying to figure it all out. It's embarrassing when you look at our history. It's embarrassing when you look at our present, and you hear some things that come out of people's mouths and all that, that Christians, and it's like, oh my goodness, Remember, Jesus is a Jew. He's not an American. And it's like
the Bible says, "You're thought wise if you kept silent."
Yeah, no doubt.
Good time to be silent right now.
I've been meditating on that one. maybe you just need to shut this thing down. Just like, okay, that's it. And you pull all the things. Let's just But then the Lord says, "Shout it from the rooftops! Shout it from the rooftops! What I revealed to you." And then I said, "Okay, let's plug it all back in." I mean, who doesn't want to be silent, right?
Yeah, right.
A fool, I guess, wouldn't, but. You know, once you walk the wall, you realize, I don't mind being silent. We got cable. Half of America is silent because they're watching. What?
Well, I wanted to say that if anyone was listening today and you wanted to watch or listen to those segments on Martin Luther King Jr. that were done on BFN Radio, you can go to the Torch and search for the Ten Commandments of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And Dr. King shows us how to honor God and the Constitution as the law of the land. So you can actually just search Dr. King, and those two segments will pop up for you. Very, very good. I encourage you to do so.
Awesome. Totally awesome. It's amazing. And don't skip over this day. I heard an interview with somebody. Don't know who the man was. I was probably watching C-SPAN, you know, one of my favorite. You guys don't like that kind of stuff. But and they're hearing people what they're saying, and then you're going, no, oh my goodness, no. A man said, I was in Miami when they heard the news of President John Kennedy being shot and assassinated. I was in my classroom, and he said, in my classroom, half the classroom applauded and half were broken. I was just, you know, we don't have paradigms for what so many Americans went through. You know, what they went through is and he was standing up for civil rights. He was standing up, president for the people, and you know, Dr. King was working with. If he would have lived, you know, probably Dr. King would have been the one that brought all that in more so than his vice president, who kind of took, John Kennedy's agenda and vision, and he brought it to pass. You know, this might be a good idea, better but do what, why they hired him to do what he was doing, you know, It's just amazing. You think, oh my goodness, really? Are you serious? And the truth is that, you know, future generations, we can forget, you know, where our brothers and sisters came from, and we have to relate. We don't need to tie ourselves. So listen, every one of us has a past. You know, we have to forget what's behind and press on towards what's ahead. But in the context of that, realize the reason why that bridge is broken right there is because somebody blew it up, you know, a decade ago. And you can't keep on saying the bridge is not blown up, you know, but you can heal and acknowledge and repent and move on. But yeah, half the class applauded and half didn't, and they were mourning. And it's basically the North. It was the North that was mourning more than the South. I mean, that's pretty much what they were. That was their version of it. They were watching, talking about past presidents and this is the inauguration time and all. And it's like that's why somebody says it's not about Obama, it's about my mama. He's talking about history, those that have gone previously before us. And I don't know why, you know, that it took this direction. I'm shocked at the direction our first African-American president took. And, of course, when you watch Obama 2016, it kind of explains that really he's almost borrowed the experience of the African-American. He's really didn't have the experience.
Right.
You know, let's just say he was born in Hawaii, right? And his mother was just adamantly against America, and he was lived in Indonesia and lived in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And just kind of had a totally different kind of viewpoint of America versus somebody who just went to work every day and went through the struggles and the bus situations, the different water fountain situations, and all those different things. And generationally, where you have to not only are you experiencing some stuff today, but you ate dinner every night with your parents who walked deeper in it, who ate dinner with their parents every night that were in it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so how do you say, I love my mother or my father or my grandmother or grandfather without acknowledging their experience? You know, and it's on the shoulders. I know that a good friend of mine, you know, posted in her Facebook. He says, remember, we're standing on the shoulders of those that have gone before us. And
No doubt.
The confusing thing to me is the values. You know, we're always concerned about, you know, what values. And being Christians, you know, it's a Christian nation, founded on a Christian nation on Judeo-Christian values and the direction it's taken. And with that, no matter what we may think in our own mind, that if we don't turn from this, it's not going to be good. It don't matter. And literally, as what you're seeing today, I'm sure you're going to see the mall just filled with Americans, because you can't talk about D.C. understanding the leaders there because they reflect the people. Mm-hmm. This is what the people wanted. It's not, you can't blame in America. You can't blame the leaders because the people in D.C. because we choose the leaders.
It's a representative government.
It's
right?
A representative government. Now, Americans may have forgotten that, but God hasn't forgotten that. We're like Josiah here, and what are we going to do about our nation? It's a government by and for the people. It's so funny how people say they complain about who's in leadership in Washington, D.C., or maybe their state, but you ask them, did you vote? And they go, no. Are you registered? They go, no, I'm not registered. Or they wait to the very last second to go, hey, who do I vote for? You know, and that's they're asking like the milk delivery man or something. He's like, dude, what are you asking? Well, you know, he's my uncle and he watches the news or something. Like, oh, what are great. You doing? You know, it's a representative type government. It is an amazing day. There's so many amazing things about this day to me is the fact that, you know, we've made it this far in a nation, an idea, the battlefield of ideas, making Jesus God over this nation, and that knowing that our rights come from God. And we've made it this far where our current president publicly stated, you know, we're no longer a Christian nation. Well, that's a pretty powerful statement in the context of saying this. Okay, cool. Well, then you acknowledge that it was in your mind at one time, right? And so that's a good, we can go with that. Now, the question is, have we left it or not? And in my heart, you know, God's still in my heart. And there's many believers across the land, America, who hold on to the Judeo-Christian values of this nation and what they stand for. Were we educating ourselves? You know, we've been riding on the shoulders of those who actually knew what was going on in the context of the Constitution and all that. And we are getting to a day and age that we've got to ask ourselves, and it boils down not just as the Constitution, does it fit in today's times and cultures and those type of things, but understand part of it is all of our rights come from God. And that is a very significant part of that, and that they're unalienable. Nobody can take them away from you. And that's what Dr. King fought for, was the Constitution was written on the paper. But understand this, until the church goes back and says, is the Word of God fit? Does God's Constitution fit into the church today?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.